This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. Did you ever see the very popular film series Back to the Future? Now, this really was a big time hit, the American science fiction comedy movie, and I think it even has a cult following today. Well, in his remarkable journey, Marty McFly meets the scientist, Doc. He was known as Doc, it was Dr. Emmett Brown. And there's one scene in this movie where Doc Brown has this really profound thought. This is what he said. He said, "Your future hasn't been written yet. No one's has. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one." Interesting comment, isn't it? As I thought about it, he's saying then everything in life is up for grabs and you can determine your own future by the choices that you make. As I said, an interesting idea. And I want to talk about this today and again tomorrow because I think one of the biggest and most important issues in any of our lives, my life and yours, is making choices. Think about it. You make choices every day. You make some really big ones like who to marry or what career to choose and where you're going to live or buying a house. Equally as significant are the everyday decisions, the ones that we just don't really think about. But the consequences add up to be just as significant. Really, from the time you wake up, get out of bed, and what shirt will I put on? There are those sorts of decisions. All the time we're making decisions. And in a serious way, the choices we make are actually going to determine our destiny. And those small decisions do make a difference, particularly if you make them on a regular basis. So the question I'm going to ask is, how do we make good decisions? Well, really, there are two schools of thought. I don't know whether you remember the Greek myth of Oedipus. Before he was born, Oedipus, it was prophesied that he would kill his father and marry his mother. And when he grew up, the story goes, he was aware of this and he tried everything to avoid this fate. So if you think about that, you can make all the decisions in the world, but you can't escape your fate. In other words, there's this idea saying that the decision is already made, you can do nothing about it. Or we can use that word predetermined. People say your destiny is predetermined, so it doesn't matter what you do, you can't avoid your fate. Now, I don't agree with that view. I think because it has some problems. It leaves a supreme God out of the picture. How futile it would be to go through life thinking, well, my end's going to come. What can I do about it? Well, you have something to do about it. God is there. God is our source of encouragement and wisdom. And I think if we're making approaches about choices in life, it's easy to make a bad choice. You might have made a bad choice in your life, and unfortunately, you have to suffer the consequences. So what are we supposed to do? Well, I think the Bible is a great help here, and particularly, I'm looking today and again tomorrow at Proverbs. Proverbs is a selection of writings from the Old Testament, and it has some tremendous verses. It's full of assistance. So I'm going to take it in two parts. First of all, let's look at our own role in making decisions. The Bible says, it teaches us that we certainly do have a role. I mean, that's common sense, isn't it? There's nothing startling in that statement. But here's Proverbs 21, verse 5. "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." And in Proverbs 24, 6, "Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors." So if you make good decisions, it seems to be saying you'll enjoy the benefits. And Proverbs 31 speaks about a noble woman who has lots of wisdom. And this is what it says in chapter 31, 25. "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come." And one of the clearest verses that talks about the importance of planning, and certainly wisdom in that, is Proverbs 20:18. "Plans are established by seeking advice. So if you wage war, obtain guidance." I know it talks about war because that was what was happening at the time. Not only in those times, but all times, we can ask for God's help. Thank you, Lord, that as we seek guidance, we find it in your word. Thank you for that really rich treasure. Amen.